music of the great Baltimore-based jazz pianist Lafayette Gilchrist. This is the title track from his latest CD. It's a live solo piano effort that he recorded at his alma mater, UMBC. It's being released today. He'll play a CD release concert for the album on August 22nd at a great new jazz venue that has recently opened in Harbor East here in Baltimore called Keystone Corner. The CD is called Dark Matter. I'm Tom Hall, and Lafayette Gilchrist joins me right here. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you as Thanks for having me.
It's been a while. This is a solo album that our mutual friend Wendell Patrick recorded with you. It's terrific. Are these improvised tunes, or are these tunes that, you know, are composed that you're repeating in like manner at subsequent performances?
The latter. Mm-hmm. They're composed tunes that I'm improvising on and stretching out.
Yeah, in the middle. Mm-hmm. You recorded this a few years ago.
Yes.
So why is it? Yes. It's like 3 years ago or something. Why does it take so long for it to go from that concert to today's launch?
Well, part of the reason is I had other projects that were in front of it. I had other touring responsibilities, and sometimes I record a lot, I write a lot, and sometimes when I did have a moment to sit still and listen to this, I said, "Oh wow, okay," but now I have to have a space, so to speak, to release that. So that was why it kind of sat for a while. And then Wendell's and I's schedules are crazy.
Yeah, he's real busy. And of course, our WYPR listeners know Wendell from his work with Out of the Blocks and Aaron Hank, and he writes music for each of those terrific episodes.
Right, so it was a matter of hooking our schedules up, because he did more than record it. He really produced it as well.
Talk about what that relationship means. I mean, you're the artist you're playing. Of course, Wendell himself is a terrific pianist as well and composer. But what does that mean, that when you produce an album under these circumstances, what does that entail?
Well, you know, if you listen, the record sounds really, really better than any recording that
I agree, man. It's clean. It's beautiful. It's balanced. Left hand, right hand.
Right, exactly.
It's terrific.
And that was a different thing for me, because I really appreciated the fact that Wendell's also a pianist.
Right.
You know, that was the first time I've ever done that. So that was very fresh and fruitful.
Yeah, and of course his ears, just as good as they are musically, also really good pianistically too.
Yes,
which
yes,
is important.
Yes. I mean, he understands the instrument.
Yeah, yeah. Let's listen to a little bit of another clip from the album. This is called Blues for Our Marches to End. Beautiful. And again, balance between left hand and right hand is incredible. The mood, the arc of it, just gorgeous. That's inspired by what happened in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014 with Mike Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, yes.
You feel compelled when you know, things happen in the world to respond to them musically?
No, not particularly.
But you did.
There's a lot going on in the world.
Yeah, you can't respond to everything.
No. But what affects my community? You know, I feel as a citizen in my community, if I have something to say about it artistically, then that's what it is.
You call the album Dark Matter. What's that about?
Oh, well, that particular composition came about as me learning about dark matter. the phenomenon in the universe, and it was fascinating to me that there's this force in the universe that no one can really it acts like gravity, but it's not gravity, but it holds everything that's in orbit in its place, you know. And I just thought to myself, like, man, that's got to be some really, you know, what just the concept of what is that, man? I mean, that's got to be some heavy math.
Some seriously heavy math. We're just talking about the Apollo 11 mission, you know, again, some very heavy math.
yes, but that's what it came about.
But also heavy philosophical understanding of where we are in this huge Earth, this huge solar system, this huge universe.
Yes, absolutely. That's I mean, I'm a total science novice, you know, but nonetheless, it's always, you know, that's always fascinated me.
Playing a solo job like this concert was, this is a live show, mm-hmm. as opposed to working with your band, the Volcanoes, the New Volcanoes, which is very brass heavy. I mean, you know, a lot of brass players. You play with the great saxophone player David Murray a lot. You've been on the road with him many times. Mm-hmm. In each of these different chamber music situations, from solo up to big band, do you adjust? In what ways do you have to adjust your approach musically to what's going on?
Well, you know, it's funny because teaching now forces me to kind of think about that, because when you're teaching, when I'm teaching piano, now I'm teaching, when I get a really advanced student, I'm trying to prepare him or her for like all of the above context in which we play. That includes solo, that includes trio, that includes quartet, that includes octets, that includes various big, larger, you know, ensembles. And your role is a little different in each. To make the answers short, in the solo context, I don't have to listen to anybody but myself.
But you do have to listen to yourself. I mean, people forget that. You got to be really, it's not just producing the sound, it's observing it, understanding it, confronting the sound.
Yes, but it's also responding in real time to what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, with the audience in relation to, and the instrument that happens to be in front of me. All of that factors in. And one gig is not easier than the other. They just involve different variables.
Different parts of the brain, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lafayette Gilchrist, the new CD is co-produced with Wendell Patrick. It's just out today. It's called Dark Matter. Congratulations on this record, and continued good luck, man.
Oh, thank you so much.
Really good to see you. That's it for us today. Coming up Monday, Baltimore City Police Commissioner Michael Harris joins me for the hour to discuss his new crime plan, which he rolled out at a press conference yesterday. We'll talk about what the commissioner sees as the specific ways in which the police can change what they're doing to change the trajectory of violent crime in our city. Commissioner Michael Harrison, he's my guest Monday. On Midday, we want to thank Bottoms Up Bagels for lunch today. Bottoms Up Bagels is a small-batch pop-up bagel shop preparing hand-rolled New Jersey-style bagels, house-cured lox, and specialty cream cheeses inspired by traditions of bagel making dating way back to the 1940s. Bottoms Up Bagels offers customized catering packages of all kinds. You can check them out at the Waverly and JFX Farmers Markets and at bottomsupbagels.com. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknell. Rob Sivak, Santa Greaves, and Kathleen Cahill produce our program. Jamila Krempel is our digital producer. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Our interns are Rob Velasquez and Margot Kohler. Stay tuned now for Reveal. That's coming up after NPR with the news at the top of the hour. We're leaving you with more music of Lafayette Gilchrist. This is Black Flight from the new CD Dark Matter. It's inspired by the famous African-American World War II fighter pilots known as the Tuskegee Airmen. The profound experience inspired Gilchrist to compose this piece. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.